This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. We're kind of interesting to see that Chuck E. Schumer's back at it again, threatening Supreme Court justices, which apparently is against the law to threaten the judges. It's clear that Justice Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, felt threatened. He makes the statement about a threat, and it's dangerous for the country. You never know. Of course, a rebuke by the president, Mitch McConnell, everybody, even... Oh, no. Mitt Romney. Are you kidding me? Mitt Romney rebuking? You would think he'd just be right there with Schumer, right? But no. You know, some sort of modicum of decency there. And, of course, anyway, other news. We had Chris Street on in the beginning of the hour.
And we have phone calls coming in, which, you know, we can't be doing that.
Anyway. New California talking about that and the financial problems that are going on. Big financial market shakeup happening with liquidity issues. That's going to be we're out in front of the curve. By next week, people are going to be just going absolutely bonkers over the news and information that Chris has brought forward. I know he's writing an article right now for the Epoch Times and others so that he can have a little bit more clarity to all this. And you'll understand, after listening to the radio show this morning and the podcast, you'll be able to understand and put it into clear focus about the influence of this particular problem of liquidity on New California, the formation of New California. Well, anyway, I'm joined right now by someone who was speaking of New California at the New California State Convention over the weekend, Dave Hodges. And Dave, it's been a few days. You've had a chance to sort of digest, if you will, what happened at the convention. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? Well, first of all, pretty much what I told you on Monday. I was impressed. It's moving forward. I think this economic calamity that we're on the verge of, and to be honest with you, I didn't have the specific information that Chris Street has, but I had general observations. I could see this economic calamity was coming. I started quoting the BDI, the Baltic Dry Index, and so forth. And so to me, it was pretty clear that it was coming. I didn't think – let me put it this way. I didn't get to hear all of your broadcast with Chris because I was trying to manage two things at once. But one of the things that I think that they're doing, and I don't know if you got into this, was under the cover of Corona preparation, the real preparation with the military is more about martial law because of the economic chaos and subsequent rioting that can happen when this liquidity bomb hits. Did you guys get into that at all?
No, but that would be a logical step. Now, Chris has mentioned this in China as being a big problem even now. He, as he's been saying for a long time, actually years, that you know the Chinese government have to put up with at least 1,000 riots every day. So as this bomb blows up in China even more so, that's going to get worse. I think maybe you might be talking about what might happen in this country.
Yeah, it's not going to be like it is in China, but it could get bad. This is why I tell people, listen to me, food, water, guns, ammo, gold, medicine, make sure you've got your latest prescriptions filled. Keep your gas tank above half a tank at all times. Never let it go below. Make sure you've got cash on hand. Go to your bank and see if they let you take it out. That'll tell you right there. That's a litmus test about how bad it is. I'm sending my wife to the bank today to withdraw a couple grand. We'll see what kind of resistance she gets. But anyway, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, tools. Okay, make sure if you've got like-minded neighbors, you're talking to them. So, you know, if things go crazy in your neighborhood, you can rely on each other for kind of a mutual defense pact. I think these are just common sense steps that people should be taking right now.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, you never know what's going to be happening around the corner. The financial collapse of California, especially here in California, we're a little bit more sensitive to it than other states. But this collapse would, if California was to go first. And again, I want to emphasize timing. Now, Chris says, you know, that this is going to take some time to continue to develop. And we've seen the development of, he's just reporting that, you know, overnight, the Fed was tinkering around with all this and basically was trying to throw some other tactics and techniques and programs at trying to avert this, I guess you'd say, I called it the black hole of China, and with their liquidity, and they're the ones with the liquidity problem. They don't have the cash on hand. What that means is they don't have the cash on hand or the resources to pay everybody. It's kind of like California. California doesn't have, they've got a major liquidity problem, but they certainly won't admit to it. That's why we've been panning them for their so-called $21 billion rainy day fund that, of course, they don't have. And the evidence is very clear they don't have that. They just have zeros on a checking account. That's all they have. My bigger point, though, is that you know, as this moves forward, the speed with which it's going to move is going to be, I think, dazzling. I think you've got about a month and a half, maybe, before big events start to happen. That's what I might predict.
The way it was described to me, because after we talked last night and I got up very early, I started calling East Coast sources, and there's some awareness of this generally. Like I had general awareness, not the specifics that Chris had, but their feeling is this. It's going to progress rather slowly at first, and it's kind of like chest pains before the heart attack. And when it hits, though, you're going to wake up one morning. It's going to be 6 a.m., and you're going to be under martial law with extreme travel restrictions, no public gatherings, blah, 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 blah. That's what they think is going to happen. It's going to, the actual martial law part of it will come as like a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that we may see that. We absolutely may see that. And, you know, it's a matter of timing. And I guess the bigger question, what is the bigger questions, what does the coronavirus have to do with this?
because they've been mobilizing under Gaynor's direction, the acting director of the of FEMA. And I've been all over Gaynor because I said, if you substituted the regular flu numbers for the coronavirus numbers, I said, you wouldn't let anyone out of your house in your book. You're overreacting, because he has tried to tell the president, and I've had this on really good authority, and I've published this twice, Paul, that what's happened is he wants total martial law right now. And I'm thinking, what a gross overreaction to what's happening health-wise, medical-wise with the coronavirus. Well, I no longer think he's posturing for the coronavirus. I think he's posturing for what you and Chris were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You throw that in the mix and big things can happen. And, you know, this is let's take this as an example. Most of your states, with a few exceptions, New York and Illinois, really have, if you take a look at their balance sheets, they're in pretty good position to respond to any kind of natural disaster. Here in California, we're not in any position at all to respond to any natural disaster. In fact, the state has no money, no resources to do that at all. So I guess the bigger question is, California, New York, and Illinois, they're probably going to be the ones that have the biggest problem, the quickest problem, in which there's going to have to be some sort of action by the federal government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sort of building up to the fact that in the near future, you may see the Insurrection Act being invoked by the President of the United States. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dave Hodges, and we're talking about the revelations, I guess you can say, the comments that were being made by Chris Street, that there is a worldwide liquidity problem financially that is settling over the world, and a lot of people don't know about it yet. But Chris is an absolute expert at predicting the outcomes of certain events well in advance. And this is a classic example of where Chris works his best, and he can see it, he understands it. We had him on the show for the first hour, which we talked a lot about it. And, of course, the emphasis being on the formation of New California, because we know what happens to California. California has a real liquidity problem with just about everything, and can't pay the bills. Else they'd be using their $21 billion, right? Their rainy day fund for a real rainy day, which they don't have that fund, of course. They're lying like they... And the other problem, I was pointing out in the last hour that you have these businesses that do business with the state, and the state hasn't paid them in 3 months, maybe 4 months. Well, you know, they are still obligated to pay their employees. And in California, if you don't pay your employees for whatever reason, then you get sued, you lose your business, the state takes over your business, and that sort of thing. So it's not a pretty situation. But, you know, it puts these businesses that are doing business with California, and California's not paying their bill, in a bind, because they don't want to lose their business in a sense that I'm talking about. You know, they want income from the state, but they're out to lose their business because the state will seize the business and assets of the business. That's a kind of a bad situation, don't you think, Dave?
Well, I do, and it just makes me think that the new California people might be taking over old California sooner than expected.
Yeah, I think you're starting to see that clock start to speed up a little bit. I think we're all starting to
run. But I'll also tell you this. You mentioned Illinois and California and one other state, but and here's what I think could be a scenario, too. These states need federal money. Desperately. They're in competition with each other. And what brings federal money in the fastest? A natural disaster of some sort.
Right.
Look for a false flag, Paul, and I'm telling you, the Oroville Dam is my number one suspect.
Well, it's kind of interesting. They seem to have cleared everything off the dam, which now begs the question, what were they doing with all this construction equipment still on the dam spillway? And, of course, the long and short of that is they were trying to repair the spillway as best as they possibly can because it doesn't work. And now what we're hearing from people on the ground there is that they're going to declare at some point in time that the spillway is no longer usable, and they're going to have to reconstruct the spillway at an alternative site, which I don't know where that's at. But, again, the main reason why it's unusable, in my estimation, and I know in others because I've talked to dam experts, is because they were using explosives in and around where the spillway was located, and what it did is it shattered the rocks, the soil underneath where the spillway would be. And, of course, doing that creates cracks and crevices, and you can imagine the water pouring from the backside of the dam through there. That's been a problem. The spillway leaks to this day. It's leaking right now. I just checked it before the last hour. It's actually leaking. And what that means is that the water is coming up through the plates. That's not supposed to happen on the decking.
No, I don't think it is either, but I will tell you this. You're always going to see cleverness associated with these events because they need plausible deniability. They got to be able to make their case to FEMA. Hey, we tried everything we could try, but, you know, God still took over, and it's a naturally occurring event. And what you're describing to me sounds like it could be the justification for the failure.
Right. I think so. And, what, you know, that's a matter of time. the water level is still relatively low to the spillway, but that doesn't stop water from bubbling up from the saturated soil, and that's what's happening. It's clearly doing that. I mean, everybody and their mother can see it. The evidence is plain.
I would think that the perpetrators of a false flag event like this would still do what they had to do to get the majority of people out of the way. In other words, it's one thing to commit fraud. You go to prison. It's another thing to kill a million people, and it's willful. I still think that the people in the Central Valley are going to get warning. They have to. Because if these people don't somehow say, oh, my gosh, we got a burgeoning crisis, we can't stop it, we're doing everything, federal government, please help us, get in here immediately, we weren't counting on this, and then the evacuations start, and if you've got a week, you can probably get most people out. I look for this to happen, Paul, because if they don't, then they're guilty of mass murder.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I think it's a strong probability. They've run out of other options right now. It's kind of in the middle of winter, even though it's dry. They could have big fires, but the public's not going to buy the big fire issue of something like that. They could accept a crisis of the sorts of the spillway going. But that you're right. The best way to get federal dollars is that way. I don't know if Gavin Newsom has had the talk by the federal government or what. But I know his demeanor is a little bit different in the last couple of weeks. It may have a lot to do with how the federal government is handling his issues with his state right now. You know, they want $3 billion in return for the bullet train. Newsom's not giving it up. Well, and again, this goes to my theory. He's not giving it up and returning the federal dollars because he ain't got it, which I'm sure those dollars are going to be withheld for other reasons later. Then there's the other one, too, now with the Supreme Court ruling, the court case that said sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties, and so on, are not permitted. And the federal government does have a right to withhold policing money from that. So that's more billions of dollars being held by the federal government that's not going to come to California. So everywhere you look, no money coming in. I mean, that's just the beginning of it.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point of view here. To me, if President Trump knows what we know, what we have talked about ad nauseum on the air, you think he would take preemptive action to go in and tell Gavin Newsom, we can either take you over now, or you can let nature take its course, and you could be facing the death penalty. I would think that this would prompt the president to move on California sooner rather than later.
That's what I think. I'm coming to that conclusion, you know, even more every day. I used to put out talk about this as an option, you know, issuing, you know, the case for making the case, basically, for Insurrection Act. And we've been doing that through our grievances, of course.
Yes.
I used to think that was just beyond the pale. It would never happen. But now my high probability factor is about 85%. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. And that would be the quickest way to take charge of what's going on in the state, to set the state, you know, right again, eliminate a lot of the things that are pulling it down. And much of it can be done within a month in terms of taking over. And, of course, what would happen, it would be a military takeover. There would be military martial law that would be declared. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that that would happen.
I think that's inevitable. There's, at this point, we're beyond that question. It's just a matter of when this is going to take place. If Newsom were smart, he would just raise the white flag, and his complicity would be minimal. I mean, you know, maybe malfeasance of office at best, but he doesn't want mass murder on his plate. He doesn't want to be associated with causing the riots that are coming. Because, you know, people with means can kind of stay out of the way. But what about the poor people in Los Angeles County, for example, where poverty is rampant? Yeah. How are they going to get out of the way of all this? They're going to be victimizing each other for the morsels of food they can steal.
Yep. Anyway, we're with Dave Hodges. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, Paul.
You gotta go. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dave Hodges, but Dave, I think you've got to leave, is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, I have to go do an interview. But I just wanted to say congratulations to you and Chris for breaking this major story. You're going to save lives, because right now people have heard this and they go, okay, no need to panic at this point, but I'm going to go get prepared. And that's really, I think, the important message that you guys sent out. Get prepped. Get what you need to get through a crisis.
Yep. Hey, listen, Dave, thanks a lot and best of luck. We'll be talking later.
Okay, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Well, it's just you and me together on the radio. Now we get to swing into action, actually, because there's a lot of action going on. Wendell Goler, longtime Fox News White House correspondent, is dead at 70. Great guy, Wendell Goler. You probably remember that. Looking at, I've switched to guns here. I've switched over to Fox News. Powerful Dems sorry after Trump and Robertson McConnell blast threat against conservative SCOTUS justices. Now, I would like to say that I think he broke the law, according to one of our people who reported this to us, and it seems rather probable that he did. I don't know. Let's the thing is that Newt Gingrich weighed in. He says, comments dangerous. He must apologize, which he just did, apparently. Says, in an interview with Fox News and host Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart and Steve Doocy, the Fox News contributor, said Schumer's comments on a high-profile Louisiana abortion decision were more than over the line. More than over the line. I want to tell you, Neil Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Brett Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind. Here we go.
Like, sounded like Mr. Schumer was threatening two Supreme Court justices.
Well, of course he was. Look, he was in front of a crowd. They were fanatically committed to the maximum opportunity to kill children. And they were all revved up. He was revved up, and he got carried away. And what he said was pure demagoguery. It's totally irresponsible and dangerous. As you know, we live in a country where you start getting a senior politician by name attacking Supreme Court justices. That's actually posing a danger to those justices, which is why Chief Justice Roberts spoke out so strongly. But, you know, I think it tells you the level of passion that you have on the left about a whole range of issues, because they see their world starting to collapse, and they're beginning to get more and more desperate. And Schumer yesterday was just an illustration of that desperation.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. I totally agree. So let's go back. I'm gonna do this real quick. Let's go back to my article that I had here when I used that source. I'm sorry. You know how it is. Gotta click the clicker to make it go. But I'm gonna go back to the article that I think we're doing this last hour. And this is. Schumer's dangerous and direct threat to the Supreme Court sparks bipartisan backlash. This came from Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Now, my source agrees with this source that's in the article, and we're talking about, before the show, texting and so on, we're talking about breaking the law. This is against the law, and the notion it's on the Supreme Court grounds. So he's standing in front of the Supreme Court on the Supreme Court grounds when he makes these remarks, to which this is the comment that came back from Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts. This comment came from, who was that? Oh, Mitt Romney said it. Let me put it to you. This is what Mitt Romney said. These remarks were inexcusable. Chief Justice Roberts was right to call him on his comments. I hope the senator, whom I've long admired and considered a friend, apologizes and takes back his implicit threat. Okay. Now, this is the law. This came in on the article of that says crime a day. Now, my source, a little bit differently than this. I'll read this again. Crime a Day says, reminded us of a little law. Listen to this. A little law. 40 U.S.C. subsection 6134 and 6137. Quote, it is unlawful to utter loud, threatening, or abusive language in the Supreme Court building or grounds. An individual who violates this shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned, not more than 60 days or both. You know, if you or I were to go out there and do that, and if, and this is the bigger if, the bigger statement that comes from this, which I think is really important to understand. This is what Kavanaugh directly had to say. Justices know that criticism comes with the territory, but threatening statements. See, he says threatening statements. He's defining the statement by Schumer as threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, here it is, they are dangerous. This is danger, Will Rogers. This is danger. This is a threat to our very Republican form of government, is what this is. This is a threat to the union. Coming from a government official, is it treason? I would think it is. You threaten somebody on the Supreme Court. You stand on the grounds of the Supreme Court and you threaten them with bodily harm, which is, I can't take it any other way than that. It was a threat, what he said. Absolute threat. I don't think anybody's going to argue it, actually. But, you know, we've got to play the game, right? No, we don't. I think the Justice Department should play it out. It's a direct and dangerous threat to the Supreme Court. Period. This is what he said. This be it. This is it.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Here we go. Listen to this now. Listen to this.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You won't know what hit you. You don't know what hit you. Threatening and dangerous. And even the Supreme Court Chief Justice said so. That's the perfect definition for that federal law. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, it is our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Hannity, Joe Biden. Okay, I'm looking at stuff. I'm kind of off task here a little bit. But sometimes you just... This is something that popped up on the right panel. Coronavirus latest. Coronavirus, here you go. The latest is California official briefing on coronavirus licks her fingers moments after warning not to touch your face. I'm biting on this one. Yes, here we go. This cannot be a story. The idiom, do as I say, not as I do, could not be more true than for one health official in California. From Santa Clara County, this ought to be interesting. I think there may be a video. There's got to be a video of this, right? There's got to be a video. Here we go. Here it is.
Whipsaw on Wall Street, and that's no exaggeration because the Dow saw a 1,300-point swing on Tuesday. That's the biggest swing since the 2008 financial crisis. Well, by the time the closing bell rang, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all falling around 3%. But stocks were up in...
Oh, there you go. Okay, we're not going to get into that. It says, moments after warning Santa Clara County residents to avoid touching their faces... to prevent contracting the coronavirus, the director of the county's health department, Dr. Sarah Cody, licked her finger to turn the page in her notes. And the moment quickly went viral. I haven't seen it. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, you know, I did not get it. I saw this little clip floating around, and I didn't get it. Now I get it. Okay. As of this writing, at least 14 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Santa Clara County. On average, people touch their faces some 23 times per hour. Yikes. Per hour. According to the Association of Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, but avoiding putting your hands on your face is one of the most effective ways to prevent contracting illnesses. Namely, respiratory ones. Respiratory infections. Anyway, they go on with this. Let's get into this little clip here. There may be some audio to it. We'll see.
Today, start working on not touching your face because one main way viruses spread is when you touch your own mouth, nose, or eyes.
There it was. Shocking. It went viral. It just did with me, too. Nothing like a little virology in your life. Okay, big deal, right? I think it's a fairly big deal when you're a person of that stature. Fox News. I'm getting more and more more and more engaged in other things. It says here, Fuller said any kind of soap for hand washing would do, but when it comes to hand sanitizer, it is preferred that the product be have at least 60% alcohol content to kill off any potentially dangerous germs. So I want all of you guys to understand that one. Anyway, so much for that. I think some basic stuff is just all you really kind of need to control this bad boy. And the one thing that I'm finding out is that the cases up in Washington were localized at a nursing home, Kirkland, I think they call it, for this coronavirus. So I'm not, you know, I'm saying that it's not too smart to be messing with the coronavirus. I get that. But I don't think we need to be hysterical about it. And I'm really coming to that conclusion very quickly. And again, my feeling is when you take a look at how well diseases are transmitted in China, when only 23% of the people washing their hands after they go to the toilet. And by the way, China has a water crisis. They're facing a water crisis. So when the water crisis is there, you're not going to use soap, obviously. You're talking about millions of people, billions of people. They have to be managed. And, of course, their best way to manage them is keep them locked up in their houses. And, of course, it was great Chris Street brought up the whole stack and pack housing. That's the ideal communist city-state is to have stack and pack, by the way. Now, those of you that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about all these little high-rise communities that are all of a sudden springing up all over California. That's stack-and-pack housing. No one's buying them because they're too small and they're too expensive. But that's okay. They'll just build them anyway, right? That's part of the perfect or ideal communist city-state. You can have all your amenities right there in your own little community. You don't have to go anywhere. You'll have markets. You'll have all businesses. You won't need to walk. Oh, too far for the next thing you need. So therefore, if you don't need to walk too far, you don't need a car. Am I rhyming with all this? You don't. I'm serious. You're seeing springing up all over the United States and certainly in California, you know, bike paths and, you know, bike lanes. It's called traffic calming. They're trying to get you out. They're trying to get you out of your cars and on bicycles. How is that really working out? Hey, go to Silicon Valley and spend a day just hanging out by the traffic lanes. You ask me how that bicycle thing is working out in Silicon Valley. It's not. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, 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 okay. Let's see. We got all kinds of good stuff going on. The band, this Journey, the band, have a little fallen out. Journey members Steve and Smith, Ross Valerie, fired bandmates embroiled in lawsuit over trademark. That's too bad. Two members of Journey have been kicked out of the band amid the filing of a lawsuit over its trademark. The legendary band bassist Ross Valerie and drummer Steve Smith were kicked out of the group after guitarist Neil Schon and keyboardist John Kane filed a lawsuit against the two, accusing them of attempting a coup to gain control of the band's landmark, trademark, according to the complaint acquired by Fox News. Schon and Kane accused their former bandmates of declaratory judgment and breach of fiduciary duty, and are seeking damages in excess of 10 million shimoleons. Well, that's too bad. I like Journey. I'm a Journey fan. Absolutely, I'm a Journey fan. Steven Tyler sends Trump cease and desist letter over playing Aerosmith songs at rallies. Uh-oh. That's another one, right? Now, I don't have no idea why I picked this one up, because I like Journey. I'm a Journey kind of guy. And now I'm into Steven Tyler, who can't, you know, he's got the bad feet. Taking legal action from playing a song says Living on the Edge. All right. He played Living on the Edge at his rally in West Virginia. We can't have that, right? No, we can't have that. Okay, well, that is my entertainment report for the day, and probably for the year, right? I don't do too much of that, and I plan not to. The real entertainment is what's going on in the real world, obviously, and what's going to happen to our financial markets, what's going to happen to the state of New California, because New California is happening. How about we know what's going to happen with the state of New California? It's going to become the 51st state. In very short order, I might add. I'm just saying. I think I got it right. I think I absolutely have it right. Actually, I do have it right. I know that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and ncs51.com. We're building the 51st state. We'll be here sooner than you think. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.